All the beds in the hospital ward have been filled by the dead left by the raid. I tried to count the bodies, but it was hard because some were in pieces. A doctor said there were 11 adults and 4 children. They were killed in the raid early this morning on what must have been an impressive country estate owned by one of Colonel Gaddafi's closest advisers, Al-Huwaidi Al-Hamidi. The buildings there have been pulverized. Mr. Al-Hamidi survived, but among the dead were his 2 small grandchildren and his daughter-in-law, who was apparently pregnant. NATO says the house was a command and control center. The farm manager there wept as he said it was a family home.
Yes, people, you live here, no army, no nothing, only you live here in the house. Many families did.
The Libyan government spokesman, Musa Ibrahim, condemned the raid.
This is a very twisted logic. So you kill children, you kill mothers, you kill fathers, aunts and uncles, and then you try to explain it by twisted political military logic.
NATO has sent a strong message that its offensive will continue, that it's aiming at the heart of the Gaddafi regime. But there will be more questions about whether NATO is exceeding its mandate to protect civilians, because once again in a NATO raid, civilians have died.